This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. There's a rating Texas schools do not want, improvement required. Under a new state law, schools that have gotten this rating at least 2 years in a row have to come up with a plan that explains how they will get better. Schools are trying creative ways in the hopes of turning things around. Dallas has 24 campuses that are rated improvement required. Billy E. Dade Middle School is one of them. Tracy Washington, who just completed her first year as principal there, says one part of the school's game plan to turn Dade around, reach out to parents.
How do we get our parents involved? How do we meet their needs so they can be a part of their child's life in whatever way deems necessary, via text messaging, via special activities in the afternoon. Some parents work at night, so what are we offering during the day?
Dade is trying to get more parents on campus to get them more involved. The school offers GED and English as a second language classes. Another strategy, home visits. School staff focus on visiting students who may be having problems at home.
Or we've been reaching out maybe in one form of communication and we're not getting a response, so let's actually go by. Let's see, you know, if someone's, you know, sick or maybe their hours are different. Just letting them know, you know, this is where we are and want to bridge that gap. And what do you need from us as a support?
Under the new state law, campuses like Dade had to submit initial turnaround plans to the state last month, and school boards have until June 17th to approve the final plans. Districts are required to get community input, and that's why the Dallas School Board recently held a public hearing.
When you arrive at the microphone, please state your name and address.
At this hearing, only a couple of people showed up to voice their concerns. One of the speakers, Paula Harrison, said she wanted schools to pay more attention to children who have dyslexia.
Children who are not being successful in class, who are frustrated because they are unable to learn to read, can be behavior problems in class. Conversely, some students try to stay very quiet so they will not be noticed and asked to read.
Over in Fort Worth, 11 campuses are rated improvement required. Part of that district's strategy, pairing teachers with mentors. Karen Molinar is chief of elementary schools in the district. She says new teachers need the extra support, especially at a troubled school.
You have your principals, but being a new teacher versus being a teacher for 10 or 15 years differs.
The district assigned mentors to campuses that have large numbers of new teachers. It's just one example of what the district is doing to improve its struggling schools.
This year, our Human Capital Management Department also worked with doing a job fair that was just for our turnaround campuses. And the job fair is just not for new teachers. It's for teachers who are ready for a challenge, who really want to make a difference in our students' academic achievement.
Molinar says the district needs teachers who want to work in the schools that need more help. This could help reduce high teacher turnover rate at these schools. Lauren Callahan, a spokesperson for the Texas Education Agency, says Education Commissioner Mike Morath has to give final approval to the campus improvement plans. He's expected to get back to districts next month.
Every plan's going to look different because every campus is different. And what's working on one campus might not be working on another campus.
If campuses on the list don't turn around after 5 years, the commissioner will have to make some tough choices. He can choose to install new leaders at the schools or shut them down. Stella Chavez, KERA News.